Jones and Pull Up to the Bumper. And while we are pulling up to the bumper, I'm going to mention a few people. The Squirrel Killer Captain has written in to me. Says, "Dear Roberta," I got it wrong again. "Read this out and I might lower myself into saying another letter." Cheeky boy. "Give us a mention on the LKO, to the LKO, Pinky and the Python, Uncle Alan Scrooge, Fat Docky, Ali the Dolight, Layer Boot, Snail Barker, The Policeman's Best Friend, Norman and Jeremy, alias Star and Sean, or Stan and Sean, Mick PTO, Morphine, who's the best mechanic, about Mavis Davis, who's just a bad egg, and Jenny Dart. Now mention the garbage, Brian Toohey and his shed, and Nev the shirtlifter, Tommy Norbury's mobile rust bucket, and anyone who shirks at Vauxhalls. Tala, Squirrel, Killer Captain, LKO." Thank you very much. And we also had a rather sophisticated type letter, which looks to me very much like the cavemen, because they do get this wonderful writing paper. It's from the Europa Hotel in Grosvenor Square, for the illiterate. And it's to Robin Blind. "Dear sir, this is Norman the Doorman. I was a 7-stone weakling until I heard your righteous show. Now thanks to you, I'm a 12-stone Hulk. This was Norman the Doorman, opening doors all the time, Buckhouse in London." And the previous letter said, "Play some more Toya." I don't see why not. She's lovely. Saw her on the telly at last the other night. The wonderful Ty Wilcox. Excellent, excellent music. That's about my favourite track by her. Lovely stuff indeed. From the lady, another quick couple of letters. Oh dear, the Grady has written, use your bunch of rubbish. Swell maps and whose acres is a naughty weird in Lancashire slang. Anyway, I'd like to say I really like your show, but I won't because I don't. Oh, thank you. Well, you're a chum. Play more weird music. No, I play what I want to play. Well, I play what people want to play. Tell D. Simpson Chinky Food is ace. Does cool or something. Anyway, gabba gup to cremi, a cobbler, do's a mask, tomahawk and man again on the meaning of in life, yours philosophically, Paul Grady. Well, he's definitely getting the hang of the English language. Jimmy Confucius from our Chunky Chippy, and silliness is the key to true happiness. Most definitely. And I know a silly person that goes ice skating. Jimmy Jaro again. Thanks a lot, James. Hope you got the letter. Yes, you did. Good, lovely. Play some Marinettes by Toya. Sorry, but that was for you anyway. You can have that, and I'll get Marinettes next week. Don't worry about it. Myself, Anadin, Philly Stein, lovely Pinky. Pinky and Lucy Lettuce. The lovely Pinky. Hmm. Any time on Sunday, reception in Bootle has improved since you first came on the air. Have you any plans to broadcast on Saturdays? No, we have not. Like the signature, Jimmy. Getting a bit flash there. Looking a bit posh, that. Like it. How much does it cost for letter add-ins? Oh, where I get them done? Dirt cheap. How does the man manage it? Well, managing it and talking about other people. This is going out to everyone who likes this band, and it's fast becoming one of my favourite cult singles. Of course, Joy Division and Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Oh,
wonderful Joy Division, and now slightly trimmed down into New Order. Hopefully there should be an album coming out soon. Lovely, beautiful, yes. Wonderful Joy Division, and Love Will Tear Us Apart. Well, we're very, very honoured today, chips, because we've just had a star in the studio. I won't tell you his name, but no doubt Mr. Davis might be able to fill you in a little bit later on. Oh, these people are just dropping out of the sky. But another little treat for you is we have the new single from Dirty Dick and the Cavemen. So this is them. They've sent it to us. It's not in very good condition, but see what you think of this.
Here we go for the first lap of the TT.
Alex George on the Yamaha and Mick Grant on the Kawasaki. And away they go, side by side. A wheelie from Mick Grant, and Mick Grant takes the lead from Alex George as they leave us. Now number 11, George Fogarty.
We're now approaching the top of Grey Hill, and it's just like dropping off the edge of a cliff. You're almost going down here as if free fall. You go down in the right-hand gutter, and although we're touching in the bottom something like about 140 miles an hour,
like horse racing.
There's
a jump, and he's taking it down. The Spotty Baby, 3 furlongs from home, takes it up on the Brigadier.
First lap,
there's
a lot of fuel about.
Oh, there's a lot of fuel about. In that case, if there's a lot of fuel about, we'll pay treatment by the gas.
We'll be right back.
God, that really grows on you. The more you hear that, the more you think, goodness gracious, you're going to get the treatment, and you're going to get the treatment after me. Oh, Davis is coming. Well, I think I'll do. I think I'll leave a few records lying around, because I'm sort of in a bit of a hurry to get away. So I think I'll leave my Simple Minds album and a few other bits and pieces, and you can guarantee he'll nick a few, you know, Davis. He's just that sort of bloke. Oh, he's a real tea leaf when it comes to it.
Hey, hey! Would somebody please bury that Robin Blind fella?
Oh, I have to go into the ground like all the others.
Oh, that's not a very nice thing to do, is it? Well, it is time for me to go. And as usual, the old music comes out of the distance. The Flying Padovanis and Antipasti. I shall be back next week in the afternoon sometime. But stay tuned to your radio for the rest of this evening for some good stuff from Andy New Wave, Steve DeBishop and David Jones's Rocker. If you've enjoyed the programmes, you can drop us a line, write to me, write to anyone. And the mailing address is 28 St Andrews Road, Claughton, Birkenhead on Merseyside. And we're always look forward to hearing from you, getting the old mail. Very nice. Thanks a lot, cavemen. Everyone else who bothered this week, Jimmy Gyro and all you lot. Nice stuff indeed. Oh, what? I'm shattered now. Yes. I'm going to go home and listen to the rest of this American stuff. So I've got 8 hours of American radio to listen to. And we'll be putting out very soon an hour of the Wacky Radio Show, which is some superb stuff on it. Nice adverts and things. So have a good week, and I'll be back the same time next weekend. This is Robin Blind saying ta-ra.
Lovely show there, Uncle Robin. Did you know that Robin is so famous that the other week he was actually spotted about a mile off wearing a Robin Blind badge in Shopper's World? Yes, we've had a letter. Robin, you have been recognised, sir, by some listeners. Your badge has been spotted. Also, thanks for leaving all these records lying around. Great. You realise there's going to be an hour of Simple Minds now. Also, David Jason is sulking because he just hasn't had a mention from Robin Blind. And did you also notice that Mr. Stephen Bishop on his show before played a Silver Convention record? You didn't notice that? No. Yes, you also refrained from slagging David Jason. In fact, you refrained totally. Right, with a time of 2 minutes past 6 o'clock, great stuff, Robin. Robin's back again next week between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. This is J1000 with an attempt of 1 hour of new wave music.
271 meters of medium wave. Sunday joint with Andy Davis.
It's the one for you.
Hey, there's a word in your ear. Victoria from the LP Anthem, and we are. Thank you, Mr. Bishop, for playing those fine tunes. First letter in the show comes from Wayne Hughes, 50A, Bridge Road, Liverland in 21, and Liverpool 21. And it's from Craig Hughes, the official press officer of the Wayne Hughes Fan Club, or WHFC. It says, "Hello Andy, many thanks for playing the record last week. This week, could you try and play something by the Goodies called Blowing Off? Also, could you ask the computer..." Now, this bit is going to hurt. "Could you ask the computer to say hello to Joyce? And is the computer any relation to that thing on RTE Radio 2?
First of all, hello to Joyce from Wayne Hughes. And secondly, I'm no relation to that thing on RTE Radio 2. I've been around since Christmas 1980. That scrap of metal on RTE Radio 2 has only been around for 1 month. Take note, Wayne Hughes!
I told you you'd upset the computer, Wayne. Anyway, that comes from Craig Hughes, from the official press officer of the Wayne Hughes Fan Club. Thank you, Wayne. I'm afraid I do not have the Goodies and a single called Blowing Off. Instead, here are Simple Minds.
Come on.
quite content to play a solid hour of Simple Minds. In fact, I think I will. A letter now from Super Rat of 97 Marion's Drive, Ormskirk in Lancashire. Dear Andy, having recently come across station J1000 on my dad's radio, I have decided to write to you, though God knows why. Last Sunday, whilst you played Sky High, MAR were playing Love Train, so there's no escape for JT. Let me tell you something really interesting. Since I began listening to free radio, I have slowly been losing my mind. I'm turning into a rat. Oh no, how ghastly! I hear you cry, don't I? Poor girl! You sob, breaking down in fits on the floor. Now, Andy, don't let's get hysterical. Luckily, this strange metamorphosis only occurs when I listen to free radio stations. I just hope I don't hear one when I'm out driving. Beware Southwest Lancashire. Please play a record at approximately 2 o'clock. For all who are fortunate enough to know me, that's Simon, definitely not Simple, Bon the Dog, Tara, Julian, who is absolutely crazy about Miss Kim Wilde, Adrian, who's into Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird, Dan the Hippie, Peace Man, and Dome Arca Spock. Yours Rattly Super Rat. P.S. Well done having pictures of Kate on your wall. Man of taste, obviously. Yours Rattly Super Rat, 97 Marion's Drive, Ormskirk in Lancashire. Thank you, Miss Super Rat. Well, I don't play Kate Bush on this hour, with your permission, my dear. However, some good stuff from AC/DC now. From the LP Back in Black, this is Let Me Put My Love Into You. AC/DC, Let Me Put My Love Into You from Back in Black. And that one is also going out to Rick Dane from Radio Jackie North, who I think switched off around 5 o'clock today. Letter going out now from Alan Dean of 29 Helm Close, Burnley in Lancashire. Thanks a lot, Alan, for your reception report, which states that Station X or J1000 was spot on right to the end of transmissions at 3 o'clock on both 271 metres and 241 metres. You're also going to say that since we've changed our name from Station X to J1000, the station is going from strength to strength, good presentation and signal modulation, etc., showing what free radio is all about. We've also gone on to say that it's great to hear that free radio is very much alive on Merseyside, which is of course more than what you can say for Manchester. You also hope that all the other pirates in Merseyside don't spoil it for everyone. Manchester of course is the nearest city to Burnley, but when it comes to free radio it's absolutely dead. The only station ever heard there is Radio Rag, which is on the air every February, you've put here. Anyway, thanks a lot. That's Alan Dean, 29 Helm Close, Burnley in Lancashire. Tar a lot, mate. For you, Alan, if you're still listening, here's a Cure and Primary. Super Brill. The Cure there from the LP Faith and Primary. And that's going out once again to Alan Dean of 29 Helm Close, Burnley in Lancashire. Thanks a lot, Alan, for your superb reception report on 241 and 271. Also, at the bottom of your letter, you've stated, pleased to learn you are planning to broadcast on shortwave in a couple of weeks' time. During this transmission, I would be most grateful if you could send best 73s to Mike Barraclough or something of Let Church and any other members of the World DX Club who may be tuned in.
Sound sensation.
Radio!
Yes, what we're hoping to do in a couple of weeks, Alan, is do a two-hour transmission on the shortwaves around 6.25 megahertz, basically worldwide, asking people throughout the world their ideas on free radio. We'll also, of course, be playing extracts from our own free radio stations, also extracts from legal stations such as Radio 1, Radio Piccadilly, Radio City, Radio Merseyside, also giving them extracts of our own current Top 40. In the hope, of course, that worldwide listeners and worldwide free radio stations will send us their tapes and information of what goes on in other countries with regard to free radio stations. That should be something to look forward to. Two-hour programs on the shortwave every week, all about pirate radio in the United Kingdom. Also a letter from Gary Marshall here of 11 Ettington Road, Anfield, Liverpool 4, who's asked me to smash a record by that absolutely stupid Poppins woman. Thing is, Gary, haven't a clue what that record is all about. And another letter here from a King Cornflake who wants me to build something for him. Well, Mr. King Cornflake, I'll be sending you a reply regarding that matter. I've only built one, and I've regretted it ever since. So, for Alan, King Cornflake, and Gary Marshall, here are Fay Wray. And a good old tune called Family Affairs.
Making conversation, I drink my tea.
Fay Wray and family affairs, which brings us to yet another letter. Ah, there's so many letters, it's just not true. This is from Paul Gorton of 21 Mount Avenue, Bootle, L20, who sent me a lovely drawing of a bottle with the emblem, use a J1000 on the, on those stubborn marks. Thank you, Paul. Dear Andy, hello, it's me again. I've just written to say thanks for playing the tape request. I've also sent you a one-hour show for your Sunday morning listeners' hour. I hope you enjoy it. When you return the tape, Davis, would you mind wrapping it up well this time, as the last one you sent me was completely shattered to bits. By the way, some of the ideas used on J1000 are the same as the ones planned for LCR, i.e. the listeners' hour, helping charities, no adverts, broadcasting on the shortwave, etc., etc. So there is no need for LCR. Yours grovelingly, Paul Gorton. P.S. Are David, Jason and Jim Brown the same persons? PPS, I swear by TDK cassettes, for which Paul Gorton has written me a load of swear words at the bottom, next to the word TDK, words beginning with S, C, T, B, W, F, B, W, J, D, G, S, and so on. Thank you, Paul Gorton, 21 Mount Avenue, Bootle 20. You will be famous between 9 and 10 in a couple of weeks' time. For you, I really must play some more Simple Minds. This is their brand new single. It's called Love Song.